This is N5ALW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Blueville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Blueville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Blueville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on August 18th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Blueville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. God knows we could use a few more to do it. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered and mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. Quiet day today, didn't do a whole lot. Sunny this morning, it clouded over a little bit, stayed cool. Wasn't able to really get a few things done I would have done in normal. A little bit warmer weather, but the way the summer has been, or do I really call it summer? That's a good question. We've had so limited amount of summer weather, it's been a little difficult to put a label on it. But overall, it was a nice day. Had a few sprinkles a little bit in the evening, and then it seems like it just held off. We didn't get any further rain or precipitation along with it. So with that, we'll make another call. This is N5AOW, looking for check-ins.
KC2NBU.
WATU.
Okay, we've got two, WA2U and KC2MBU. Ray, what's going on this evening? How are you doing?
Well, it was cloudy most of the afternoon. It's down to 65 degrees now. I don't think you gave the EchoLink people a chance. I don't know. I heard you come on. I didn't hear you. I was waiting for you to ask for the EchoLink people to come on first. So he caught me off guard. Over.
Well, I don't know. I ran probably 15-18 seconds on it or whatever, Ray. I did it in the normal fashion. I usually do the emergency traffic first and then do the echo link. Is there a preference for doing it or rather have it the other way?
No, I didn't hear you call for the echo link at all. I had the volume way down so I could just barely hear it, so I guess I missed that part. Over.
Okay. Yeah, I thought maybe I waited a little bit longer than I normally do. I thought maybe Kevin and Beyond or Bill in Warrendale, but I didn't have anybody come up on that. And I don't have anything in EchoLink set up to really see if there are any, in, you know, kind of in the background or behind the scenes there waiting to get in. So Yeah, I don't know at this point. I can make another call a little bit later on in the segment, see what happens. Maybe someone will pop in there and join us.
I'm just browsing online, trying to find a water heat exchanger for my latest project.
Roger on that. Sounds like it has to do with a hot water boiler.
Yeah, we're limited to about 18 inches by 24.5 inches space, and we want to get as big an exchanger as we possibly can. And we found some that are the right size, but the tubes, the supply line and the return line come off the bottom instead of the side, and we needed to come off the side. We needed to come off the long way instead of the short way. And it doesn't seem that anyone stocks it in the configuration that I want, so I've got to see if I can find research it at the manufacturer's end, or maybe one of these guys would be willing to special order one for me. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if it would help. I know, years past when I was involved in some of that, I think it's Utica Boiler. There's another place down there that might have some possibilities to it too, but I can't think of the name of it offhand. And they had a pretty good selectivity of some of the exchangers that, you know, might apply to what your needs are on it. And I think some of them, if I recall, a good many of them are copper. I could be wrong in that. It would almost have to be something a little more, well, be able to withstand a whole lot more heat, because the only way you could really do anything with that would be to probably silver solder it as opposed to sweat the fittings together. So I guess that whole idea kind of was defunct. I think the way you're going probably online is the best way to research it. Okay, well, good luck with that, Ray. I hope you find what you're looking for on it, and something comes up, you know, that'll fit the parameters of what you're doing. You have a good evening, 73, and we'll see what John's got for us. WATU, John, how are you doing this evening?
Well, we'll say good evening. I have a little bit of a pause there, chatting with Kathy, and good evening to you and Ray and anybody else that's on frequency and those that might be out there on Echolink, and we have all our listeners. So good luck, Ray. You can usually, if you have some sort of a number or ID or something, you can usually find it on the internet. I guess if it's not on the internet, it doesn't exist. There's a lot of stuff, and then there's some people that find certain things and they've cornered the market on it, and they know it too. So we found it with music. Had a very good day today, as we checked in last night. We were very, very busy yesterday. So today Kathy went out and did some blueberry picking and did some other things. I did some stuff here around the house, and we're getting ready for the evening. And I'll make a pizza a little bit later, so putting the goodies together for that. Have a late dinner. Got our playlist all established for the evening. What tunes we're going to listen to. I like to do that, locate the CDs ahead of time, put them in some sort of an order. And the glasses are chilling in the freezer, and got plenty of ice and beverages, so we're all set to go. We're all here at the house, nice and safe. Beautiful weather, absolutely gorgeous. And I did go out and I used our new clothesline today. That's funny, all these years that I would give this a shot, you know, keep some of the heat instead of in the house with a dryer, a hang up some of the clothes. So Kathy got a kick out of it when she got home. So I'll turn it back over to you, Bob. Appreciate your efforts doing the net. Not often we get to check in on Saturday evening, and I like Ray. I said, boy, it's awful quiet, and I came over to Bob. Control was completely turned down. So I was monitoring another frequency on the other side of the radio here, and earlier today forgot to turn it back up. Turn it back over to you. Hope everyone has a great evening and the rest of the weekend. 73 WATU. Listen up.
Okay, John, very good. Boy, it sounds like you've got a wonderful evening mapped out with the music and cool glasses or chilled glasses ready for whatever it is you enjoy for having beverages, and that's great. Tell you what, that's, you know, there's a lot to be said for that. And, you know, for the berry picking, I almost missed it this year. I noticed today when, or yesterday when I was out playing golf, that the blackberries and the raspberries are all pretty much coming to, their maturity or whatever. So, yeah, that's got to be, along with the blueberries, great picking if you have the plants around to pick from. And I usually do that. I go up and down the road and on the side of the road, and then sometimes in the woods you find the wild ones. And if you can get them before the bears and the animals do it, it's even that much better. So anyway, 73 to you. I hope you have a wonderful evening, you and Kathy both. You take care. And we'll look for you another time on the air. This is N5AOW looking for check-in.
KC2UXG.
Hey, I do have KC2 uniform X-ray Julia. Is that correct on the call?
You just about got it right. KC2 uniform X-ray Golf.
Okay, got that. Made the correction. How was your evening, and what's going on with you?
Well, we had a good day here by Jackson Hill, and went to the fly-in earlier today over at the Boonville Air Park and got a little bit of barbecue, and that was okay. Pork is always a good thing there, a little barbecue sauce on it, and got to see a lot of nice-looking aircraft and people coming and going. So we had a lot of fun there, and then we worked around the house here a little bit today. So that's about how the day went here. So back to net control, KC2UXG.
All right, very good. I didn't get the name on it, but I'll get it on your return and put that in the logbook here as a way I have it.
Yeah, the name is Mark Verschneider.
Okay, Mark, very good. I've got it down now, and I'll remember for the next time. Well, I'll tell you what, it was a great day, and probably for flying. I know I don't fly, but I do, you know, other things during the course of the day, and I noticed there was very little wind, or it appeared to be. It was relatively still, and maybe a light breeze here and there. Wasn't all that warm, wasn't all that sunny, but boy, it had to be a good day for flying. Didn't have the hazards of wind, and or at least wind and gusty wind. At least at the lower levels. I hope everything was decent at the upper level. So with that, you have a good evening. Glad you enjoyed the day also. 73, and have a good day tomorrow. This is N5AOW. We're looking for additional check-in. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WATU with a comment.
WATU, go for it, John.
Yeah, it's Saturday night. Good to hear Mark in there. It's always good to hear a voice we don't hear all the time. Well, my go-to beverage on Saturday night is a scotch. That's my go-to, single malt. But since we're in the town of Rush, I couldn't resist. Kathy's favorite go-to is Black Russian, so W-A to you, back to net.
Well, I'll tell you what, those two go down very well, either one of them. I know what you mean, John, in years past. Well, I would do, well, let's see, Scotch, it was Dewars, and used to do, there's another one comes in, I think it's Crown Royal, but I can't recall. I haven't had that in so many years, it's unbelievable. But Black Russians, used to have those when I was in the bowling league every once in a while. There was a couple of the bowlers that enjoyed them, and sometimes we'd make a round of it, and it worked out really well. They are wonderful. And, of course, they have their enhancements afterwards. So I'll just leave it at that. But that's great. I hope you enjoy the evening and your refreshments along with it. 73, the best to you and Kathy. All right. Anyone else have any comments, queries, or late check-in? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. Want to thank everyone that checked in tonight and all those that listened. We have John, Mark, Ray, and that was pretty much it. You know, I think what I'll do before I close, let me make a call and see if there are any EchoLink stations that are out there would like to check in. Okay, I believe they're probably enjoying the evening elsewhere and doing other things. So with that, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. 73 to all. Everyone have a good evening. And 5AOW clear.
Emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. With or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations come now, please.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
Yes, it is.
This is N2WBX, good evening.
Okay, very good. Welcome and acknowledge. KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. N2MQP, good evening, Carol. And N2WBX, good evening to you, Dennis. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated. Looking for any additional stations with or without traffic. Any additional stations for Octane tonight with or without traffic. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 73 to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2NZ.
And 5ALW, good evening, Jake.
And 5ALW, good evening, Bob. Thank you for checking in. Much appreciated. Anyone else before I clear?
night, Jack. They're all sitting by the outside fire going on, I guess, and enjoying it. But anyway, I hope you get a few more check-ins and 5 AOW.
Yeah, so I got 5 all the, 4 all the other, which is not bad, you know, usually runs 3, 4, 5, something like that. But we still make the call up every night. Okay, very good, and thanks for coming in and checking in for me. 7-3, squall again. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2000, thanks.